gunman opens fire at a Walmart in Oklahoma. I'm Lisa Brady. The deadly shooting happened in the parking lot, and the suspect is also dead. Fox's Jeff Manasso has more live.
Lisa, state police confirmed that three people were shot and killed at the Walmart store in Duncan, southwest of Oklahoma City, that it was a male and female shot inside of a car. Another male shot dead outside that vehicle. Police Chief Danny Ford also confirming that the shooter is among the dead. This man works inside the store.
There's a lot of upset Walmart employees. They're not really letting anybody in the store. They have the whole south entrance blocked off.
Near where police have the scene surrounded by crime tape, where the gun used in the incident has been secured as police look for and interview witnesses. Lisa.
Thanks, Jeff. Just last week, a Walmart in El Paso, Texas, reopened after an August shooting that killed 22 people. That suspect is accused of targeting Mexicans. Another round of open impeachment hearings set for this week on Capitol Hill. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in D.C.
Lisa, European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland is one of eight witnesses on the schedule. The Wall Street Journal obtained emails that show Sondland, who testifies Wednesday, was keeping the White House up to date on the push for Ukraine to launch investigations into the Bidens in the 2016 election. Days before the July 25th phone call with the new leader of Ukraine, Sondland sent a message to acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and Energy Secretary Rick Perry, saying President Zelensky was ready to assure President Trump that he would open the investigations. Lisa.
Thanks, Rachel. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo just announcing that he will speak to reporters a little over an hour from now. No word on a specific topic. The president, though, has been critical of the State Department employees who've been testifying against him. America is listening to Fox News.
Dell's biggest Black Friday ever starts now. Save up to 50% on Windows 10 laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors before Windows 7 support ends January 14th, 2020. Save on servers and a huge selection of electronics with low monthly payments, plus get free shipping. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/SBBlackFriday.
It's called a smartphone for a good reason. With DriveWise on the Allstate app, your smartphone can help you get smarter about driving safer. DriveWise gives you real-time driving feedback, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behavior, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Recapping the new details on the Walmart shooting, police in Duncan, Oklahoma, say two men and a woman were shot and killed in the parking lot, two of the victims inside a car, and the gunman is among the dead. No word yet on a possible motive. Congress hits the pause button in a court fight over the president's financial records.
The attorney for the Democratic-controlled House has told the Supreme Court lawmakers will agree to a 10-day halt in a court fight for President Trump's account records. President Trump's legal team made an emergency filing last week, asking the justices to block enforcement of a subpoena issued by a House committee to the president's accounting firm. The House attorney says Democrats oppose a lengthy delay, but argues 10 days is enough for the court to decide if it will jump into the dispute. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
California is now suing the country's biggest e-cigarette maker, claiming that Juul Labs deliberately targeted teenagers with its early marketing campaigns. The lawsuit filed by the state attorney general today is the latest legal action against Juul. The company faces multiple state and federal probes into whether its early marketing efforts helped spark the current vaping craze among underage users. Scientists are thinking outside the box about a long journey into space.
Europe's space agency says that the science fiction idea of suspended animation might actually be worth trying. The ESA says its researchers examined how human hibernation would affect a mission to Mars and concludes that a crew made to sleep the entire long trek would require a much smaller spacecraft. While it's not possible to induce true hibernation in humans in the way animals do, it is possible to keep people medically sedated for long periods of time. Eben Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, record territory for the Dow. It's up 18 points. Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step, a lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible. Check it out. It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
hang out. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Monday. Coming up bottom of the hour, Dr. Jerome Corsi. We'll get a chance to visit with him. He has a new book out. It's called Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders. But more importantly, he's a friend of Roger Stone's, or has been. I'm assuming they're still friends. They have been known associates. And Roger Stone just last week was convicted on, I believe, all seven counts that are involved with lying to federal investigators, the Mueller investigators. And he could end up doing 20 years in the slammer. Roger Stone, I'm talking about. Has Dr. Corsi talked with Roger Stone since the convictions last week? We'll talk about it coming up bottom of the hour. First, though, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He is in studio as always. It's always good to see you, man.
Great to be here.
Did you have a good weekend?
It was wonderful. Thank you. How was yours?
Mine was good. I avoided the first in the West Democrat presidential wannabe thing that was going on here in Las Vegas.
But we're first. We're first.
We're first. We're first in the West, and that's all well and good. But I avoided that one like the plague.
Well, I did the same.
But you read some of the accounts. What do you think? Was there any news made?
No, I mean, I think at this point the news is there's no news. I mean, you've got the extreme left and the crazy left, and it's amazing that Joe Biden is now the voice of moderation in the Democrat Party, because he is no conservative, no moderate. The idea of a public option, offering Medicare, basically puts you on the path to single payer, because you have insurance that's backed by the government that can undercut private insurance. It's just kind of the same old that, if you've been following it for 6 months, they all start coming together, sounding the same.
What do you make of all this polling that we've seen in New Hampshire and Iowa for Mayor Pete Buttigieg?
Well, I think
he's number one.
It's incredible. I think what you're seeing is a real dissatisfaction with the field. I mean, it reminds me of Republicans in 2012, where Romney was kind of the strongest candidate, and then you had these little bloomlets for Herman Cain, and then Rick Perry was going to be the state, and Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum, and it's kind
of
like
it was flavor of the week.
It was flavor of the week, right? Voters were kind of cycling through. It's like, we don't really like Mitt, so let's just give these other guys a try. I wonder if we're going to see a little bit of that with Pete. or with this race in general. It's like kind of Joe Biden's sort of the inevitable, not a great candidate, probably a favorite against Trump. But, you know, voters will kind of cycle through. They cycled through Warren. You know, she had her big push. Now we're on Mayor Pete. You know, maybe Kamala Harris gets another burst of life in there. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see a couple more, you know, kind of bloomlets for some of these other candidates.
I'm just curious, though, because I tried this last night on some friends of mine. And I and they're not politically active, but they're, you know, they read the newspaper and they read the news online and they watch cable news. I said, name me two things that distinguish Mayor Pete from the other 20-some-odd presidential wannabes. And they couldn't give me one. Andrew Yang, $1,000 to everybody. Bernie, Elizabeth Warren, Medicare for all. I mean, those are things that distinguish those candidates with those particular issues. But we were trying to figure out what are the issues of Mayor Pete, and we can't think of one.
Well, I think that actually is sort of an advantage, right? If you can put up generic Democrat against President Trump, generic Democrat's going to win, right? Trump is going to have to hope that the candidate he faces has some sort of weaknesses that he can exploit and basically say, well, you may not like me, but look, this person is terrible. And so I think, you know, Mayor Pete, I think he's actually very, very liberal. But, you know, he's very articulate. He kind of comes off as a moderate, you know, just soft-spoken. And so I think that's to his advantage. And he kind of was going hard left, and then he's kind of veered back to more of just the normal left, if I could. And, you know, he's doing the Medicare for some.
Tell me what the normal left is.
Well, Joe Biden, right? I mean, okay. He's 100% pro-abortion, yep. You know, but he doesn't think Republicans should be kicked out of the country. his rhetoric's like, well, we all got to come together instead of the rhetoric of, you know, Warren of like, oh, the billionaires, we got to put them in jail, like start burning them at the stake. So I think those play to him. I mean, I think his defining characteristic is actually his sexuality. He's a homosexual. And I think that's actually going to hurt him in the Democrat primary. I mean, African-American voters, strong, important constituency of the Democrat Party. A lot of them have traditional Christian religious beliefs, and he's floundering in South Carolina where there's a lot of African-American voters. And his campaign has basically said, well, it's because they're not voting for him because he's gay. And so I think it's going to be really interesting to see how that plays out. But I think the other thing that's hard for him is he's the mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
Well, I'm just wondering, though, and going back to something you said, where you can't really pin any one thing on Mayor Pete. And I'm wondering if this is maybe a throwback to 2008, I guess it would be, or 2009, hope and change.
Yeah.
And you asked people, young people in particular, you said, tell me what hope and change is. Well, it's hope and it's change.
Yeah.
But they could never pin anything on the guy.
I mean, that's presidential campaigns in a nutshell, right? Is you come up with the generic. And then you pitch that, you know, even, you know, Trump, right? Make America great again. Well, what does that mean? If you ask 100 people, you get 100 different answers. I mean, that's kind of the brilliance of a good presidential slogan, is that it means a lot of things to a lot of people. And, you know, Mayor Pete's certainly smart, certainly articulate. And he is kind of that vanilla candidate that you can impose your own vision on. And you listen to him long enough and you'll probably say something that will make you think, oh, yeah, he agrees with me.
More coming up. And by the way, this gets more and more bizarre, but there were like 13 of these presidential wannabes in Las Vegas over the weekend for this First in the West event. And I'm not sure that anything was solved other than we saw 13 faces that many of them, by the way, are going to be on the stage for the next debate. It's just crazy. I mean, it really is. We're going to take a quick break. The column that he wrote over the weekend was an absolutely amazing one. And it talks about the one percenters. And that we've got a bunch of one percenters that'll be on the debate stage. Yeah. We'll talk about that. And by the way, who are they? Ooh. That's called a tease. In radio, that's called a tease. Who are they really? We're going to find out. Who are the one percenters We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now. Here's a question for you. How much is bad credit costing you? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of having bad credit? Listen up. You don't have to live with it anymore. In 90 days, you can repair your credit and repair your life. Call my friends at Sterling Credit Group, 833-91-LEND-1. Within 90 days, they'll drastically improve your credit and make you credit worthy. And they back that up with a 100% money-back guarantee. Hey, let's face it. The credit repair industry has many untrustworthy people. But these guys you can trust. So if you need to repair your credit, or if you're a realtor, sell insurance, or you work for a mortgage company and your clients need a better credit score, call Sterling Credit, 833-91-LEND-1. That's Sterling Credit, 833-91-LEND-1. 833-91-LEND-1, or visit them at sterlingcreditgroup.net/fitnessfinance.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Health insurance open enrollment is finally here. Are you ready? Hey, Kevin Wall here. There are several key changes to be aware of this year. Don't miss your chance to get the guidance you need and the peace of mind you deserve. Are you worried you won't be able to find an affordable quality health plan? Worried you won't be able to keep your doctor? Do you currently have a marketplace plan with financial assistance? Or are you curious if you qualify? Let my friend Pat Casale and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free personalized evaluation. They're contracted with every insurance carrier in the marketplace to ensure you have access to the best plan for you. Call 702-396-9449 for your free evaluation. Open enrollment for individuals and families closes on December 15th. Open enrollment for Medicare closes on December 7th. Once the deadline's hit, your door to a qualified health plan will close. So call Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group right now. 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
So much of what you hear from Demo Rats, the Demo Rat 2020 candidates, is all about class envy, class warfare, the one percenters who control all the income, and what we are now finding, thanks to people like Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, is that there are a number of one percenters in this race for president. And I'm not just talking about Tom Steyer and now Michael Bloomberg. I'm talking about Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. You were at length writing about these one percenters. And these are the worst offenders. Explain exactly why this whole class warfare thing rings a little hollow when you have people who are one percenters and they're the worst of the lot.
Yeah, it's so funny. I mean, if you listen to Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders, basically the theme is that, you know, because these rich people have, you don't. And so vote for me because I'm going to take from them and give to you. And then when you go and look at how much income they have, Elizabeth Warren last year earned around $900,000. Bernie Sanders close to $500,000. And that puts them both firmly, as you say, their spouse, their income. That puts them firmly within the top 1% of households in the country. So if you're decrying the 1%, guys, you are the 1%.
Well, but and correct me if I'm wrong. What they're trying to do is not necessarily raise the income tax, but they want a wealth tax that is on money you have, not money you're earning. And they want to tap your wallet and take your money just because you've got it and they don't. Am I right on that?
Yeah. So they want to raise income taxes, but then they also say, you know, look, if you're worth a certain amount of money, it's different. Warren starts at $50 million. Sanders starts at $16 million if you're a single individual. Then they say, well, we want to take some of your asset base every year. And again, this is not cash lying around, right? Like if you have stocks, you have artwork, you have a business, even if it's not publicly traded, they're going to want to start taking some of that equity from you every year. And what's so funny is, you know, Elizabeth Warren is worth $12 million. Bernie Sanders, socialist, has three houses. You know, if you want to solve homelessness, Bernie, why don't you give away two of your houses and let some other people live there? But it's just so funny. Basically, it's, you know, the people who are richer than me are bad, but I'm okay. You know, don't look at me. It's those people who are richer than me.
Now the question is, though, is that the way America is? I mean, is America really about stripping away wealth from people and saying, you had it, now we're going to spread it around?
Yeah, I think that's a real concern. I mean, I think there certainly are some people where that's very attractive to think that, you know, it's basically envy, right?
But is that class envy, that wealth envy, is it something that the bulk of Americans will buy into? Or is this truly a radical fringe that we're talking about?
Well, I mean, these certainly are radical proposals, but I am concerned there's at least a significant minority of Americans who believe that, you know, look, the income pie is fixed, and when Bill Gates has $100 billion, that means I don't have the $50,000 I need for a down payment on a house or whatever. And that is a real concern, and I don't think that that's a correct interpretation of economics, certainly. I don't think it's morally right. I mean, I think it's wrong. I think the idea that, you know, this envy is very corrosive and just a morally bankrupt idea. But is it popular? Yeah, it's popular. I mean, look, I've got a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old, right? And if my 2-year-old has 3 blocks, my 1-year-old has 1 block, he doesn't think, boy, it's great, I have 1 block. He has more.
But those are infants. Those are children.
I know. I mean, are you trying to
tell me that adults are like this too?
Well, that's yes. I mean, that's a natural instinct, right? That's all I'm trying to say. It's a natural instinct to be envious, and so it's something we have to work at, and we have to, you know, correct, you know, with our conscious choices based on our values and beliefs. And when you have people who believe, well, you know, because they have, that means they took away from me, then you don't correct the envy like you're supposed to.
Well, and the perception is that you must have done something nefarious or illegal in order to gain that wealth. All Bernie did was write a book.
I know. He basically sounded like Donald Trump, right? He jumps like, well, look, you want to be a billionaire? You own a bunch of properties too. And Bernie's like, well, you want to be a millionaire? Just write a book.
There you go. Normally we don't get a chance to take calls, but Stephen is a regular listener to the program, and I had a question for you. And so let's go to Stephen. You are up, and you're on with Victor Jakes. Go right ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. Mr. Jakes, I read your article. I really enjoyed it about the homeless children, the hypocrisy of the left when it comes to finding homes for homeless children. That's okay, and they'll spend a lot of money to try to do it, but not homes with a husband and a wife. You know, that's we got enough people that believe that that's the only true relationship where children should be, and we want to put a stop to that. It was a very interesting article. I heartily encourage people to do it. I wanted to interject something else. I think that if you'll do some research, Mr. Jakes, you'll find that Hillary, I heard Larry Nichols on this weekend, and he was their campaign chairman when they got started in Arkansas when Bill was governor. And he says that they've all been taught. Hillary has to be talked into it now. She'll be the Democratic candidate.
Whoa.
Well, I think there's certainly an opening. I mean, I think as we talked about a few minutes ago, the Democrat feel that, you know, the support is soft. You know, you look at the person leading in Iowa, it's actually, I don't know. You know, so there's an opening, and I mean, if I'm Hillary, I've just got to be looking at the field and going, you have got to be kidding me. I could totally have won, and I think she still has a chance if she gets in.
Now we've had a couple of people predict that there's going to be a brokered convention, that nobody's going to have more than 40%.
Yeah, I just think the chances of that are tough because, you know, the field's going to consolidate. And, you know, there is kind of a perfect storm scenario of Buttigieg winning Iowa, Sanders winning New Hampshire because it's so close to Vermont, Warren wins out in Nevada, and then Biden wins in South Carolina. But I just think it's hard because, it's like the Rudy wait till Florida strategy. You know, if Biden looks really weak out of the first two states, I mean, how many of his supporters in South Carolina decide, well, you know, actually this other person looks pretty electable. So I think it's unlikely you have a broker convention. I mean, there's certainly a chance. It certainly could happen. The field is weak. I mean, there's just not that one person there galvanizing it. But I if I had to guess right now, I think Sleepy Joe just kind of walks his way.
And is there anybody else out there waiting in the wings? Bloomberg says he's going to jump in the race. We just had who else did we just have over the weekend? We just had another one. Deval Patrick.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a governor of Massachusetts. He's going to get toasted. He just is not inspiring. You know, if you basically imagine Obama's profile without any of the brilliant, inspiring rhetoric, that's him. Wow. You know, Michelle Obama, Oprah. That's basically it. Aside from Hillary, who I think could get in and win.
Wow. You have a great week.
You too.
Thank you so much. Always good to see your smiling face on Monday. You make Mondays a little brighter around here.
It's always fun to be on.
Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Coming up, Dr. Jerome Corsi, friend of Roger Stone. He's got a new book out, and he's going to comment, hopefully, on Roger Stone and what Jerome Corsi's. Jerome Corsi is still not out of danger. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
I'm Trish Regan, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Kylie Jenner is about to have a payday. Coty, the beauty company, is paying $600 million for a controlling stake in Jenner's cosmetic startup. Coty is hoping that Jenner's company can help Coty's struggling business, which includes the brands CoverGirl and Max Factor. Tesla will be making an announcement later this week. Tesla is expected to unveil its so-called Cybertruck near CEO Elon Musk's SpaceX factory. T-Mobile getting a new CEO next year. John Ledger plans to step down in the spring, but before he goes, Ledger will have to guide the company through an antitrust lawsuit against T-Mobile's $26 billion takeover of Sprint. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Carol Zimmer, invested in you.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. There's been a shooting at a Walmart in Duncan, Oklahoma, with reports of at least three people dead, including the gunman. The police chief there says two victims were shot inside a car. The third person was in the parking lot outside the store. President Trump on Twitter says he will strongly consider an invitation to testify for the impeachment inquiry, in person or in writing. House Republicans, who say Democrats are cherry-picking witnesses, are now asking a Republican senator to weigh in.
Fox News has obtained a copy of a letter the Republicans on the committee sent to Republican Senator Ron Johnson. They're asking him to produce any evidence he has about President Trump's management of Ukraine policy. They write, "You have firsthand information about facts at issue in this inquiry. You joined the high-level U.S. delegation to President Zelensky's inauguration in May 2019, as well as the subsequent debriefing with President Trump."
That's Fox's Jillian Turner in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Trish Regan from Fox Business. My first investment? Baseball cards at the age of seven. And now I am on the front lines of history.
I'm Lou Dobbs. When our government makes decisions, our very lives are at stake. And I'm invested in keeping America informed about it all.
I'm Kennedy. This is a country where we can speak our minds, and I'm invested in making sure people know what's going on so they can speak theirs.
Fox Business.
Invested in you.
Black Friday is around the corner, and Fox News Shop is having their biggest sale of the year. It's the perfect time to give the Fox News fan in your life the greatest gift of all, exclusive Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com to get 20% off on all your orders, now through December 3rd. Shop bestsellers like the Fox News Channel hat, Fox and Friends mugs, the 5 Tumblr, Fox Nation t-shirts, and much more. Hurry and head to shop.foxnews.com to receive 20% off all orders, now through December 3rd. Happy holidays from Fox News Channel.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it is live and local now. A new book just out, Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders. Dr. Jerome Corsi has been on the show many, many, many times, and I always love it when he is on. He joins us. Dr. Corsi, it has been a while. Good to have you on, sir.
Great to be back with you. Thank you very much.
We're going to talk about the book in just a couple of minutes, but I've got to ask you, because we got breaking news all around us on impeachment and the impeachment hearings. You are in the process of writing an op-ed piece that I know will be very prominent. Can you give us a sneak preview of what it's about?
Well, I'm basically putting together that the entire proceedings that we see in the House right now with Adam Schiff are really not due process. I mean, I think the Democratic Party has gone completely socialist, and they're driving the car off the cliff. This is like a Stalin hearing. The president doesn't get to call any witnesses. He doesn't get to have a lawyer present. And anyone who saw Schiff last week interrupt the Republicans, I think it was, you know, just mean, if not outright rude, and certainly was not interested in having any fair process. The American people are not going to be convinced by this one-sided process that President Trump needs to be impeached. That the optics of this are just terrible for the Democrats.
Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us, and we're talking about not only what's going on in Washington, but what's going on along our southern border. We'll talk about the book, Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders. I've got to ask you, because the last time we talked of how you had essentially thumbed your nose at the Robert Mueller investigation, and you essentially said you weren't going to take a plea deal. Can you give us an update on where you are, and are you still on the hot seat? Are you still vulnerable?
No. It's all that Mueller's finished. And I did not get indicted. I mean, my testimony evidently was critical to Mueller because they wanted me to connect Julian Assange. They said I had contact with Julian Assange and connected to Roger Stone. I did not have contact with Julian Assange. And when they gave me this plea deal to, you know, basically say I had lied and I did have contact with Assange, I wouldn't do it. I mean, I said, I'm not going to stand before God and a federal judge and swear that I committed a crime I didn't commit. And this, about Thanksgiving this time last year, I think the key point, we're trying to decide whether to take this plea deal. My wife woke up one morning and she said, I'd rather visit you the rest of your life in prison than have you not be the man I married. And I said, well, Monica, if you feel that way, then we're going to tell this whole Mueller team to take a hike. And they wanted to suborn perjury. They wanted me to lie to make their case. I refused, and I was not prosecuted. Mueller is finished, and my case is closed.
Do you have any quick reaction to the conviction on Roger Stone?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, I'm praying for Roger Stone, and I did not testify. None of my testimony. I was glad not to testify. I didn't want to be part of the trial. And my basic reaction is, if Roger Stone can be convicted of lying to Congress, how about John Brennan and Clapper, head of the Domestic National Intelligence under Obama, who said that not wittingly were Americans picked up in National Security Administration or agency electronic surveillance? I can attest that in my case, I'm confident that I was entirely under wiretap or electronic surveillance. They knew, these Mueller prosecutors knew everything, my phone calls, they had everything. And if Roger Stone can be prosecuted, why is the deep state immune for prosecution? I think Americans are sick and tired of this double standard of justice in which Hillary Clinton skates by and Roger Stone is convicted of lying to Congress.
Do you think there will be a presidential pardon coming forward for him? I mean, that's the first thing I thought about.
I just don't know. I mean, the problem with a presidential pardon is that it's so political and it's right in its nature. Right now, with Donald Trump, everything he does, he's getting the Democrats who hate him in Congress wanting to impeach him. Certainly, pardoning Roger Stone at this point would be inflammatory. It's up to President Trump, and I think I just am very upset at the fact this is unequal justice, and I'm hoping that this Inspector General's new report on the FISA abuse is going to lead to some indictments of these deep state criminals that tried and are still trying to impeach Donald Trump despite having won a legitimate election.
I want to ask you about Minutemen, the battle to secure America's borders. A lot of books have come out about problems we have along our southern border. This is a book that has at least one and multiple solutions to how we actually fix this. Can you go into a little bit about how we actually fix a problem we know is there? We know what the problems are, but a lot of people don't know how to fix it.
Well, this book is one I wrote actually in 2006, and we're reissuing it. I mean, I've been at this problem for 13 years, and the breakthrough solution is a product that the military has used for years. It's called TerraBlock, TerraBlock, and it's made by HESCO, HESCO, which is a military contractor, a well-established military contractor. HESCO specializes in the rapid deployment of perimeter defense systems when our troops are deployed to areas of combat around the world. And if you take a look at the internet, just HESCO and HESCO, TerraBlock, TerraBlock, there's some videos, which are the best way to see it. The product is a modular product. It can be installed very rapidly. Each unit can be dropped in the field and assembled by the Corps of Army Engineers or by the military. It's backloaded with dirt. You can't scale it because the surface of it is this wall, which is steel mesh. You can't get your fingers into it. Can't get over it because it springs back into place if you try to get over the wall. The videos show a truck at 50 miles an hour being rammed into this TerraBlock, and it just absorbs it. It's a smart wall, and it can be built along the 1,350 miles of the border, which are unsecured, virtually completely unsecured today, by Election Day 2020, completed at a cost of under $1 billion. So this is a solution. President Trump has the money already in place. And it, just as we're talking, if you can right there in the studio, Google or put on a search engine, TerraBlock and HESCO, you'll be very impressed by the videos.
And this is the stuff that we use at our forward operating bases, our FOBs, isn't it, for perimeter?
Yes. In fact, it's used around the world. This TerraBlock system is a proven system. It has the PIDS, which is the perimeter defense electronic system that it's capable of incorporating. It's perfect for difficult terrain like the mountains and the Rio Grande. HESCO also in the United States does levees, protections, or river overflow. You know, when rivers are overflowing, it can secure the Rio Grande. These units can be moved. Each unit is dropped into place, and it forms a grid of these units. So even in the mountainous areas, you can put this TerraBlock. If you have to do these 35-foot steel barriers, it's going to cost $22 billion instead of $1 billion. At 6 miles a day, it's going to take almost 4 years to put it in place. It'll never happen. Much of this border that remains, the 1,350 miles of the 2,000 miles, is in Texas and tough terrain. And this is a perfect solution for it. If it can protect our troops in combat, TerraBlock, this HESCO product, it should be able to protect our citizens along the border, despite this expanding drug war that we see horribly fought. That massacre of the Mormon family a couple of weeks ago in Mexico was horrifying, but it typifies the kind of violence that's coming across the United States. That was in Mexico, that incident. But increasingly, there's incidents along the border with the drug war expanding out of Mexico.
And have you had any reaction from either the White House, Department of Justice, or Department of Defense, rather, Homeland Security? Any reaction from them? This seems like a no-brainer. And, by the way, it sounds like it's cheaper.
It's much cheaper, $1 billion instead of $22 billion. And it'll get done. There are proposals on the president's desk. 10 copies were delivered a couple of weeks ago to the White House. And the Department of Homeland Security has called and asked for copies of the proposal. So it is being reviewed. And I think if people will go to the internet and watch the videos with your own eyes, see how this TerraBlock works, TerraBlock, and HESCO, HESCO, the company that manufactures it. The company came to me and said, you know, I've been successful since 2004 when I co-authored Unfit for Command, the Swift Boat book, against John Kerry. And I've written something like 25 books since 2004. I've done a lot of getting the message out. And the companies basically said they have this TerraBlock product and nobody knows about it. So what I agreed to do is to get out and, like we're doing right now, make the American public aware of this. So if you see the TerraBlock, you see how it works, you can call your members of Congress, call the White House. Jared Kushner right now is increasingly dealing with border issues for President Trump, and we've got to get the word to Jared Kushner to know this solution exists, it'll work, and it can be done before Election Day, $1 billion, constructed and put in place in 6 months, and that's going to let President Trump fulfill a major campaign promise before the 2020 election.
Dr. Corsi, in our final couple of minutes, I want to kind of double back on what we were talking about before. Are you sleeping better now that the Mueller report is out, that Mueller has testified, you have not been indicted, you did the right thing in refusing the plea bargain? Are you sleeping better these days?
I'll tell you, we lost a year of our lives, my wife and the family and I. You wake up at 4 in the morning, you know, is the FBI going to raid your house like they did Roger Stone? It's done, and we were vindicated. Mueller was trying to scare us into, you know, life in prison or just plead to this one count. But I could not stand in front of a federal judge and God and plead to a crime I didn't commit. We told them to take a hike. They didn't indict us, which means they had no case. They're trying to scare me. Mueller was completely fraudulent as far as I'm concerned. That's only a criminal prosecutor would offer you a deal like that, suborning perjury. And I think Mueller crashed and burned. There was no Russian collusion. And I see the same thing happening with this Ukraine gate. I don't see anything in the transcript that's remotely worthy of being impeached. The Democrats are just insane, and I think they're going to harm the Democratic Party, maybe destroy the Democratic Party by becoming openly socialist and hating the president, so they can't do anything else in Congress except try to impeach him. We've been at this now since before Donald Trump was elected. It's enough.
And do you think anybody on the other side will get the kind of conviction that Roger Stone did? Do you think that a Comey or Andrew McCabe or any of these folks are ever going to see a courtroom and end up going through what Roger Stone went through?
Well, I think the mission of Attorney General Barr is to restore trust in the Department of Justice and the American people. And if everybody gets a pass like Hillary Clinton, and only Roger Stone for lying to Congress is convicted here, and others for crimes that are unrelated to Russian collusion, that's a process crime that Roger was charged for. And I think there's got to be indictments of these deep states. I wrote Killing the Deep State in 2018, exposing this, I think, bureaucracy that thinks it's ruling government. The State Department, by the way, is not mentioned in Article 2. I'd like to move the State Department to the Aleutian Islands and see how many of these professional bureaucrats hating Trump want to move. It's a good way to get rid of the career bureaucrats. But secondly, justice has to be restored in America. And I think crimes were committed. I've just finished a book called Coup d'Etat, which will be out in it's up on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com right now. It'll be out early next year. And I'm convinced this was a treasonous conspiracy to fabricate Russian collusion, just like Schiff is now trying to fabricate, you know, quid pro quo or extortion or bribery or whatever they call it. I don't see it. The aid was given to Ukraine. There was no investigation started of Biden. This is a complete fabrication based on hating Donald Trump. Well, the real issue is the corruption of the Biden family, and I think of George Soros in plundering. We lost $3 billion of U.S. aid in Ukraine, and nobody knows where it was, where it went. It was stolen in Ukraine, and I don't think this Ambassador Yovanovitch did anything to investigate it.
Wow. Dr. Corsi, it is always enlightening when you come on our show. Thank you so much. Is the book still available?
Oh, yes. Killing Deep State is available, and so is the Battle to Secure America's Borders, Minutemen. That's still available. You can get it on Amazon, and we're reviving it in this campaign to get the United States to understand the TerraBlock solution that's offered by HESCO.
Do me a favor, when you get the new book out, come back on with us, would you please?
Always my pleasure to be with you. God bless, and thank you very much.
Thanks, Dr. Corsi. Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us. Yeah, smart, smart dude. And give him credit. They tried to get him to do a plea bargain, a plea agreement. He said, go to hell. I'm so happy he did. And he has been vindicated. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it now. I'm here to tell you about PIPCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive, pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. I've been dealing with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. For many months now, I've tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing has worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I first discovered PIPCOA. The results have been amazing. After just one treatment, I experienced immediate pain relief. Make your pain go away. Call PIPCOA 702-546-8767 or stop by their Las Vegas office at 7390 West Sahara Avenue. That's 702-546-8767.
How well did your lawmaker represent your interests in the last legislative session? I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy just released our legislative review and report card, giving taxpayers, parents, and activists a real look into what happened behind the closed doors in the last legislative session. In addition to scoring lawmakers on their overall voting record, the report card ranks lawmakers on individual policy areas, taking into account their actions behind the scenes, as well as their votes. Nevada Policy's put together an incredible, in-depth look at which lawmakers, regardless of their overall score, truly fought for taxpayers' interests in Carson City. And you might just be surprised by some of the results. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to download your digital copy of the 2019 Legislative Review and Report Card. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
The last word this hour goes to Anna Navarro. I call her a former Republican strategist. She had some not so nice things to say about Roger Stone following his conviction on 7 counts. Here we go. This is Anna Navarro.
Birds of a feather flock together. Look, for way too long, he has been surrounded by people who tell him yes. And not only do they tell him yes, they do the things that he needs in order to cover up his acts. Roger Stone, it's not only about Donald Trump. This guy has been for decades known as a dirty trickster, a mercenary who you hire to do the dirty work. And I've got to tell you, you know, the Sacred Heart nuns told me not to rejoice about other people's grief and distress. But I can't be happier that this guy actually got convicted of all counts, because he has been incredibly misogynistic. He's been racist. He's been a jerk. He's attacked people like me. He's attacked Donna Brazile. He's attacked Don Lemon. He's attacked Roland Martin. He's attacked so many friends of mine in the vilest of forms. And guess what? Donna Brazile, Roland Martin, Don Lemon, and Anna Navarro have in common. We're all people of color. He is a racist and a misogynist who goes into intimidation attacks. And frankly, I hope he rots in jail and then in hell.
So what are your thoughts if the president were to pardon? He's been asked that. You know, not a real clarity on an answer, but it's a possibility. What would be your thoughts on that?
Well, I suspect he's going to pardon. I suspect he's going to pardon him, but I also suspect he's got to at least wait till the election. And the fact that he's, you know, and listen, he can pardon him, but the entire world knows who this guy is. This guy is a convicted criminal now. Put that on your tombstone.
Yeah, yeah. Take that. Anna Navarro is a bitter former Republican strategy. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures, they can set you up, you, your family, or your business, with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Coming up, Lisa Song Sutton. She is one of the rising stars in the Republican Party. A lot of people are saying a lot of very good things about her. She is running for Congressional District 4. She would like to be your next member of Congress and unseat Stephen Horsford. Or she could just sell you some Sin City cupcakes. Yeah, well, hey, either way, it doesn't matter. Lisa Song Sutton is in the green room even as we speak. She'll be joining us in studio in just a couple of minutes. Also, before the end of this hour, Bill Barr, in a speech to the Federalist Society, laid it on the line. What is at stake with all these impeachment hearings that are going on now? We will do that and a whole lot more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Monday, brand new week. Oh, and by the way, we're going to have like 3 days of impeachment hearings. Ooh, I just can't wait. Ooh. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Live and local now.
You could heal 5 times faster. Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now we've made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. The best part, we do not prescribe drugs or any addictive painkillers. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Take advantage of our November special. All Kevin Wall listeners will receive half-price treatments. Call us now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
790 KBET.
Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now.